Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you from all of us at Sports Radio 610. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
Yes, sir. Happy to be filling in for the guys here on Memorial Day, and hopefully you're having a great Memorial Day. Maybe having a cookout or a barbecue today, which leads us to our question of the day. Which Houston athlete, past or present, shoot, you could say any athlete really, and outside of Houston too, we'll accept those answers. But which Houston athlete, past or present, would you most like to be able to have at the family cookout today?
Man, this is a good one.
713-572-4610 to text your answers. Chris, who would you most like to have, past or present, at the cookout today?
So I'm going to keep it local to Houston.
Yeah.
Since we are in H-Town, you know,
of course.
We're here in the house with y'all celebrating the holiday. I'm going to go with a Rockets legend, Vernon Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Vernon Maxwell, you know, not just because, you know, he's been, you know, he's finally taken part in the whole podcast game here recently. He has his own podcast. He's been on other people's podcasts like Up in Smoke. And you know, a few others I can't think of right now, but he's been out there telling all his stories. And he has good stories. He's a good storyteller, right? But I'm picking Vernon Maxwell because I feel like he's going to bring the entertainment to the party. I feel like he's the guy that when your drunk uncle gets out of line, he might just smack the taste out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But in a very entertaining way, or put him in his place verbally, as he's known to do on, you know, Twitter, social media channels, or in person. So I'm going Vernon Maxwell just because, like I said, I'm going with the entertainment here because I think he would have you on the edge of your seat the whole party for the entirety, you know, of the time that he's in the building. So I'm going with Vernon.
Yeah, Vernon was actually my first thought as well, and he's probably him and Vince Wilfork are the two most popular answers so far.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, continue to text yours in, 713-572-4610. Mad Max would be a menace. Like you said, he would smack your uncle and he'd tell your grandmother her potato salad's trash. But
that's Stone Cold right there.
And not blink an eye.
Yeah.
Not blink an eye. Did you say like Stone Cold there?
No, it's just Stone Cold right there.
Okay.
Don't even care.
But that's why you love Vernon Maxwell, because he just did not care.
I mean, when you say something like this, I'd like to apologize to Jazz fans that were offended by my tweets. Oh, if I knew you guys had internet in Utah, I would have never made those tweets.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, still holding a grudge with, now they hold the grudge against him as well, but I mean, this grudge with the Jazz fans goes back to the mid and early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about 30 plus years here. Like, you gotta love it. You gotta love the guy.
So that was my thought. And then my other thought, too, for kind of the same reasons, well, same church, different pew, is Charles Barkley.
Oh, God.
I, you know, he wouldn't be as much of a menace, but talk about entertainment. Are you kidding?
I don't know. He might be as much of, I mean, you know he threw a guy out of a window, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He might be as much of a menace, if not more, but in a different way than Vernon Maxwell. Vernon seems like he might fly off the handle a little easier if you say the wrong thing to him,
mm-hmm.
which we've seen. With him when he played. But you could also, you know, I guess kind of say the same thing for Barkley, because Barkley got in quite a few fights when he played.
Yeah. The key word. I think he's slowed down now. He'll still run his mouth.
He's old now.
Yeah, exactly. He just wants to have a good time. He's going to gamble on some cornhole with you and slug back a few beers. Sure, eat plenty. Make fun of everyone. He'd be the life of the party. I'm sure Barkley would be a hoot.
I mean, You can't go wrong with either, but yeah, Barkley would definitely, and Barkley's a good one. I'm surprised we didn't get more Barkley on there.
I know. Well, you know, to be fair.
We did say Houston, though, to begin with.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Well, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot he was a Rocket for a little while.
Well, that was my point. I think that's most people kind of block that from their, you don't think, when you think of Barkley, well, even if you're a Rockets fan, right, you think of the Sixers, and I think of the Suns and first.
Well, the Suns was the MVP years.
Yeah.
The MVP year, finals. But those were his best years as a pro. Mm-hmm. I think, 4 years he was there? Four or five years? Those were his best years, in my opinion. He was good in Philly, but he hadn't quite reached the peak yet.
And then when he came to Houston, it was just too late. I mean, he was injured often, and
he started gaining
his career. Yes.
He started gaining weight at that point.
Right, right. Yeah. And he was here for parts of four seasons. So I think his...
Was it that long?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't feel like... Now, I'm looking at Colin. You weren't even born yet, so I don't even know why I'm looking at you.
Hey, tread lightly there, Chris.
What year were you born? I forgot.
2000.
Yeah, you weren't born yet when you did. But, you know, you know the game. I understand. You do know the
what
game.
What month in 2000?
I'll let y'all take a guess.
Was your birthday coming up?
No.
Okay.
You don't want to take a shot in the dark?
I'll say July.
January.
Well.
Who's closer?
Luke is. It's okay. November.
Okay, yeah, technically he's closer, yeah. So. You got a few months to go.
I don't know about that. But so November 2000, by then Barkley was retired. So
He was on TNT by then.
See,
he was already on TNT.
See, that's how I first knew Barkley, though, was
really?
On TNT.
Okay. Well, I guess, if you started watching when you're probably 4 or 5 years old or something. Yeah, of course.
That's always the funny thing. Like, people only know Steve Harvey now as a game show host. Or even Howie Mandel as, like, the host of a game show. And you don't realize, like, you know, they had really big careers as stand-ups.
Yeah, but you know who else is a really good example of that? He's been in a little hot water here recently, but Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, people don't remember that he was a great athlete.
That he was a great... He's one of the greatest tight ends that ever played the game.
Yeah.
But people just know him for his shenanigans and antics on, you know, whatever shows he's doing now, among other things that he needs to... steer clear of.
Shenanigans.
He needs to steer clear of some other things.
Yeah.
His brother was a really good football player too.
Of course. Sterling wasn't very good on TV.
No, not great on TV, but honestly, had he been able to, if Sterling didn't have to retire because of the neck injury,
he would have had better than Shannon.
He would have had a better career than statistically than Shannon, because you think back to the mid-90s, he led the league, I think, 2 or 3 times in receiving when Jerry Rice was in the league dominating. You can't say that about a lot of guys.
And Sterling Sharp is another South Carolina Gamecock, as we were talking earlier.
That's right, yeah.
With Christian Walker before we came on the air.
Yeah.
But getting back onto the question of the day, who would you most like to have at the cookout today? On the text line, 832 says George Foreman, because he's bringing the grill.
Oh, of course.
You're eating a healthier... With George Foreman, of course, rest in peace.
Gotta have the grill.
Yeah, I love the Foreman. Absolutely.
Do you have a Foreman grill? Have you ever had one?
Oh yeah.
I don't have it anymore.
No.
I had one for a long time.
Mm-hmm. We had one. My family growing up. That's what we would not always. We cooked out on the grill, but oftentimes throw the burgers, throw the fish out, and it made you feel better.
Everything.
Getting rid of all the grease and
everything.
The fats.
Yeah. Have y'all ever turn on your George Foreman grill before y'all go to bed and? What's
like Michael Scott?
Yeah.
No, not doing that.
Burn your foot in the morning?
Hey, I like that, though. You got to think economically about this. I mean, mine would be Earl Campbell or Nolan Ryan for the free meats we'll be getting. You know, you got to think economically about this stuff.
I like that answer.
Gilbert agreed. He said Earl Campbell because he's bringing the meat.
Bringing the meat.
Multiple Earl Campbells. So right now, if we were to keep a running tally, it'd be Vince Wilfork, Vernon Maxwell, Earl Campbell, George Springer. Few George Springers in there as well.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the Nolan Ryan answer. And it's funny because my mom always brings up when he beat up Robin Ventura.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Of course.
Yeah, that's the one story she always remembers about Nolan Ryan. Like all the great he did as a pitcher, but she remembers when he beat up Robin Ventura. So he might punch someone at the cookout too, because he's done it. We've seen it.
Yeah. I mean,
713 says Nolan Ryan. At least I'll know I won't have to worry about buying meat for the barbecue. There you go. 832 Dennis Rodman for entertainment value. Now that's a non-Houston athlete. But still, nonetheless.
He would still be entertaining. I mean, yeah.
Might show up in a dress.
He might show up in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And with a lot of different people.
Multiple George Springers, multiple Earl Campbells. Vernon Maxwell will be fun at the cook-off. Someone says on YouTube, Vince Wilfork, food about to be good, plus great vibes. You got to make sure you got a lot of food. All due respect, Vince.
Yeah. It's a big brother right there.
512 says James Harden for the most obvious of reasons. Is that the company he'd bring with him?
Oh, I get that. I understand.
Please explain.
I understand.
Like more of that, Dexter, well, please. I dare you. No, I'm just kidding.
I get it. I mean, I think we all know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you alluding to where he has his jersey retired?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay. Yes. He's going to bring some other entertainment. I'm not mad at that. I'm just going to be honest.
The relatives might be mad at that.
Hey, that's their problem.
Main man Ocho said he's inviting Cal Raleigh.
What up, Ocho?
The Mariners catcher. Because he's an Iron Man who doesn't subscribe to the gospel of sports science. Ocho's been on this so far, this show. Cal Raleigh, he's played every game at catcher, I guess. And Ocho's railing against this idea, which I agree with. Maybe not for catchers, but just, you know, how baseball players, how often they need days off.
Yeah.
And yet he's catching every game. Somebody on
knees.
Somebody on YouTube said James Harden will bring the, quote, honey buns.
Yes.
And 713 says Jeff Hornacek because he was a coach at the Rockets for a while and I want to meet his daughter. Okay.
All right. I got to look her up.
I don't know if the extended family is coming too with this.
Yeah, I think we're just keeping it to the person, right?
You
can't bring everybody. Well, but we did say Rodman might bring some, you know, other people. So you never know.
Yeah. You keep texting them in. Which Houston athlete, past or present, would you most like to have at the barbecue today? 713-572-4610. Real quick before we go to break. Do you see it? Is there a big thing? I've had these, or people have had these arguments around me before. I don't see a difference. You see a difference with cookout and barbecue? Because to me, it can always be a cookout. Some people say it's not necessarily a barbecue. Like, you have to actually be barbecuing. If you're just having burgers and dogs on the grill, that's just a cookout. You're not barbecuing.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's kind of one and the same. If there's food there and it's relatively free, then I don't care what you call it, right? Yeah, to me, it's kind of all the same. But sometimes that can also be, I guess, more cultural, depending as far as like, or maybe regional, depending where you grew up.
Agreed.
What, like, because I grew up on the West Coast, and it feels like we always called it barbecues for the most part.
Same.
In the South, feels like it's more of a cookout.
Yep.
Like, that's a thing. Not necessarily, like, you know, ethnic, but more cultural, like regional to like where you grew up.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
No, I agree.
Certain regions call it something different.
Yeah, I think we use both terms interchangeable growing up in the Northeast, but then I've been in the South for over a decade now, and that's where these debates have occurred, where people
are
like, no, you're not barbecuing, you're just cooking out.
Yeah.
I'm eating. That's what I'm doing.
And some people like to get really into it and are really technical about it. I'm not. But if that's your thing, it's almost like bringing the analytics to the cookout or to the barbecue. You're just really going to dig in deep.
979 said Simone Biles because she probably wouldn't eat much. If that's the reason why you want her there, all right, so be it.
And more food for everybody else.
That's right. Keep texting those in. We'll go around the NFL when we come back. It's In the Loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.